Also, Philippians chapter 4, I'm getting feedback. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, which read as following, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. You see, saints of God, we need to leave here today with a renewed confidence in our divine calling from God. Confidence that God has called us to this time for a divine purpose. Gaining and maintaining a confidence in the ability of Christ in our daily living. You see, saints of God, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. You see, Malachi had to convince Esther that she had a divine appointment from God himself. Sometimes we have to think back and realize that we too have a divine appointment from God. Everybody divine appointment. You know what it is. If you don't, it's good time now to ask God, what is your time or your divine purpose? What is your divine time? What do you have planned for me? So Malachi had to remind and convince Esther that she had a divine appointment from God himself. See, her attitude was, I can't do that. I can't go through to the king without him beckoning for me. She knows the decree. She knew the decree of the king that said no one, not even the queen herself, could go before the king's throne uninvited. But thanks to God, aren't you glad that you can go to the throne of grace without being afraid or without being beckoned? But you have free will and that free serving a God that is big enough and understandable enough and knowledgeable enough to know that you need his help, that you can do only anything, only you can do nothing but through him who strengthened you. Aren't you glad that you can go to the throne of grace without being afraid that you're going to be killed? Gonna die because of some manly law? So you see, we serve a God, a big God. We serve a God that have the attitude, come to me. I love you, my children. You see, but she had a divine invitation, a divine appointment, override human government. And we do too, thanks to God. We have a divine appointment that overrides our government law. The call and purpose of God override the law of man each and every time. As if you're playing poker, you will say, my God law will trump your government law, man's law. See, the disciple knew that when the magistrate, who was the law of the land, said, you cannot preach anymore in the name of Jesus, that the divine calling of God override the law of man. They said it is better to obey God than man. So you see, saints of God, with our divine appointment of God, it can override any law of man, of the land. This does not give us license to disobey the law of the land. So don't get me wrong. And don't say, Pastor Reed said that we can override the law of the land. No, I'm not saying we can override the law of the land only except when This means when the law of man are contrary to the divine calling of God and his law. We obey God and his law, not the law of the man. Do I make myself clear? Because I don't want nobody to know about it saying, Pastor Reed said that you know, disobeyed the land, law of the land. No, that ain't what I'm saying. Only when it's contrary to the law of God. God's law trumps the law of the land each and every time. You see, saints of God, Malachi said in essence, I know what the decree of the king said, but you have been called by a higher king to stand between your people and their dismissal. As long as she felt like she could not do it, her people was in danger of being destroyed. It was only when she was confident that she could do that her people were spared. You see, saints of God, when you think you can, it will propel you to do what you think that you can do. Only you can do what you think you can do. You see, saints of God, if you don't think you can, chances are you never will. If you don't think that you can have revival, more than likely, you would never have a revival. If you don't think you have victory, it is unlikely that you ever will. If you think that you would never be set free, chances are you will always be in bondage. But if you ever get the think I can attitude, saints of God, you will be prepared into that which you think that you can do. The I can attitude will cause you to try even though reason and circumstances said it is not impossible. It's your mindset, it's your attitude, saints of God, that get you overcoming those circumstances that you have in your life. You see, saints of God, no problem is too big for God. And yet keep telling yourself, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. You see, saints of God, there's a virus attitude running around in the Christian body of believers today that I call the virus, I can't virus. It is an attitude of doubt and disbelief and a lack of trust and faith in God. You see, saints of God, we act like God cannot handle our situation. We believe more in man today than we believe in the word of God. Whatever God said, we have to think about it. Well, let me think about it. But a man just said, well, come on, this is going to happen, and we put our trust in man. Like I spoke my last sermon was, do you trust me? And that's still a count for today. God's still asking us, do you trust me? Do you trust me in your situation? But it's left up to you, saints of God, with your attitude. You can't have I can't do, but I can do. Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. You see, a lack of trust and faith in God, this is an attitude some Christians have today. They don't have the faith and trust that they should have in God, like they have in man. You see, this attitude is of the devil and not of God. The devil will have us to think that we are worthless and cannot do anything, and that God is a God of small things. God wants us to think positive and to have the opposite of an I can attitude, not an I can't attitude. But if you really think about it, saints of God, I can't and never have done anything. When you have that I can't attitude, it'll never get you nowhere. Paul spoke on this in chapter 4 of Philippians about I can do attitude. He encouraged the church at Philippi that even though they might be going through, that they, through Christ, can do all things. And that holds true for us today, saints of God. Through Christ, we can do all things. We can't do nothing on our own. I put it this way. We cannot do nothing on our own and be successful in it without Christ being in it. You can do something, but it'll be a messed up job that you do. Saints of God, get the I can attitude. You see, although the Philippi church were going through that, they thought Christ can do it all. And I believe that God wants us to have that same kind of attitude today. No matter what we're facing, so the question I would pose to you and the people of God today is, how do we get over the I can't attitude virus? You know, like we got a virus running rapid now, and they finding all kinds of things, saying all kinds of vaccines to get rid of it. But my remedy, I have three remedies, saints of God, to get rid of that I can't attitude virus. One, recognize who your strength is. We need to recognize that our ultimate all in all strength is found in God and God alone. Apart from God, we really can't do anything. But when we get hooked up to the power source of God, which is Jesus, we can do all things according to his will and to his purpose. I believe David said, "The Lord is my strength and my redeemer." God is the ultimate strength and source, thanks to God. We got to get hooked up to that source. We got to continue to be hooked up to that source. Number two, don't be afraid. Far too often, we lose faith in God and get an I can't virus attitude due to the fear and anxiety of life. God said in his word, "Do not be afraid. Lo, I am here there always, even until the end of the world." But God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We fear trying new things. So because of fear of the unknown, we just rather go on ahead and say, "I can't." Have you ever faced a new job or someone gave you a task and you said, "Man, I can't do that." But ever thought of going on a vacation? "Man, I can't do that." Or doing something that out of your comfortable zone, you said, "No, I can't do that." But just think, thanks to God. See, that's that I can't virus attitude. The word said, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me." Yes, you can do it, but thanks to God, you got to believe and have faith. You just can't do it and said, "Well, I can do all things through Christ," but you got to have faith and believe that you can do it. You see, thanks to God, We just rather go on ahead and say we can't do it. But we must realize the power of God has bestowed upon us. Fear and anxiety are tools of the enemy. And we need to recognize the power of God as given to us. The Bible said, if you resist the devil, he will flee. We must get over our fear in order to conquer an I can't virus attitude. Number three, you must believe that you can do it. You must believe that you can do whatever it is that we're trying to do. God said, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, then you can tell that mountain to move, and it will be moved. You got to get out of the flesh, saints of God, the here and now, and see yourself in the future in the spirit. Because God will give you revelation. You got to begin to talk to your situation and say, I know I'm here right now, but I won't always be this way. For trouble don't last always. Right now, saints of God, I see it in the spirit, but after a while, I see it in the natural. If I just hold on, don't give up, and don't let go, saints of God, God, he is faithful, and he will do what he said he would do. If only one person could leave here today with a strong confession in the Lord, I have accomplished my mission today, saints of God. I ain't going to be before you long. Pastor's not here, so we be getting out early. You see, saints of God, it's amazing what one person can do if they have an attitude that said, I can do it. You see, the 12 spies went to spy out the promised land, but only two of the 12 said, yes, we can do it. They all saw the same promised land, but only two said, yes, we can take it. We can do this. Let's do this. A positive attitude. Saints of God, a positive attitude can carry you a long, long ways. See, they all saw the same adversity, but only two said, regardless of the adversity, we can still do this. Saints of God, let's get a positive, I can do attitude. You see, here's the key. You must look at both the promise of God and the adversity that will try to stop you from possessing it. And regardless of the adversity, we can still possess what God had promised. If you have faith, saints of God, whatever God promised you, you can have it. If you have the I can't attitude, you are not going to be in the majority. It is the minority that will say, there may be giants in the land, but we can still possess it. This land is our land. You know you have the I can attitude. An attitude when you can look at your worst case scenario and yet you can say, I can do it. You know, saints of God, you have a good I can attitude when you're on your sick bed and the doctor said, you only have 2 hours to live. And you say, oh no, I got many years to come. You can say no, that you have a can-do attitude when your rent is due and your bank account is don't have one red cent. But yet, you said, my rent is paid. My mortgage is paid. I got food on my table. I got clothes on my back. I got transportation. I got a job. Even when you don't have these things, saints of God, speak those things be not as though they were, with a can-do attitude. Nothing is impossible for our God. See, saints of God, the I can do attitude is not just for the young folks. It's for the old, mature saints as well. We get the attitude and the mindset, well, I'm too old to do this. But you got to keep on moving forward. Don't give up and say to yourself, I can still do this through Christ who strengthened me. When we step into a uncomfortable zone, out of our comfortable zone into an uncomfortable zone, just have that positive attitude. I can do it. I can do this. The I can attitude, there's no age limit when it comes to possessing the promise of God. Like I said, it's not for the young. It don't, a positive attitude, a can-do attitude, it don't have an age limit on it. You can be from 0 to 90. I guess I cover everybody in here. You can be 0 to 90. You can have that attitude. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. You see, saints of God, the I can attitude is an attitude that we need. You know, Caleb never lost the I can do attitude. At age 90 years of age, he said, I can still possess my mountain. It's more than just saying, I can. You must say, I will. That's the thing, saints, God. We can say, yeah, I can. But will you? That is the key. I can, but will I? In order, saints of God, to be victorious, you got to say, I can be victorious, and I will be victorious. I can have revival, and I will have revival. I shall overcome, and I will overcome. I'm not only can, but I am a will. If you think you can and say you will, it would not be long until you can say, I am victorious. I am an overcomer. I am a living in the promise and miracle of God. You see, Peter first had the confidence in the Lord that he could walk on water. He got out of the boat and said, I will walk on the water. He then said, I will walk on the water. I am walking on the water. And he went from I can to I will to I am. And that's the attitude that we have to have, saints of God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I will do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I am doing all things through Christ who strengthened me. No, it was not Peter. It was his confidence in God. If you bid me, come, I think I can walk on the water. So we have to have that kind of attitude, saints of God. Even when you think that is impossible, but nothing impossible for God. If someone tell you, if you go out there and swim the Atlantic Ocean, it's not impossible with God. It might take you a long time to do it, but it's not impossible. A can-do attitude. You see, in other words, Lord, if you think I can, Peter said, I know I can. Lord, if you help me, I will. It was Peter's willingness to step into another realm. See, saints of God, it is our willingness and can-do attitude that will take us to another realm. And the Lord confident that he could. You would never get out of the boat or out of your comfortable zone if you are lacking in the confidence and the willingness. It is useless to tell you that you can if you're not willing to do what you think that you can. So you're only fooling yourself, saints of God, when you say, I think I can, I think I can, or I will, and don't really believe it. You got to believe it, you got to receive it, and you got to do it. You see, saints of God, you may think you can be used of God. That is good. But are you willing to get out of the boat? That is better. Are you willing? You can be used by God, but are you willing to be used by him? So you see, saints of God, to think you can win a soul for the Lord in 2021 is good. But are you willing to teach Bible study? Are you willing to use your car to bring someone to church? Are you willing to go out of your way to help someone who is in need? Are you willing to sacrifice your time to work for it if you think you can, and have a determination and willingness to do it? You can say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me, all you want. But if you don't have the attitude or I can, you won't be able to do nothing. In closing, saints of God, I told you I'm not going to be before you long. Paul had a great confidence in what he knew that he could do through Christ. Victory come through Christ. Revival come through Christ. Deliverance come through Christ. Everything we do must come through Christ. If we have that understanding, saints of God, he will give us the strength to do whatever it takes as long as we desire to do it. Amen.